Most of the Midwest weather is expected to be quite favorable over the next full week. I see no reason to be terribly concerned about some drying bias that may occur in some of the southwestern portions of the region as we go forward through the next 7 days. Those drier southwestern areas would include portions of southern Illinois, western Kentucky, the northern U.S. Delta, as well as portions of Missouri. These areas may get less than a half inch of rain, and temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s fairly often over this next several day period. So net drying is expected. The ground will firm up. There may be some concern about that trend, but it doesn't look like it will be very sustainable. There is a cool air mass that is poised in Canada to come southward and work its way through the Midwest over the coming weekend. And as that takes place, the potential for rain in the lower parts of the Midwest and the Delta may increase as we move forward in time. Now, there's no assurance that the cold air is going to be as significant. It's what's being advertised, and a close monitoring of the situation is still warranted, but there's still plenty of moisture in the ground and the subsoil in particular to carry on normal crop development if there is a period of drier weather across some of these areas for a while. We expect rain and thunderstorms to be more common across the rest of the Midwest. Many areas from Michigan and parts of Ohio back into North Dakota will see showers and thunderstorms over the coming week, and rain totals are likely to run anywhere from 1 to 3 inches by this time next week across much of that region. The precipitation will be favorable for long-term crop development, but unfortunately for spraying purposes and any late-season planting that is left to be done, the precipitation will be not so welcome. We do expect to see the temperatures warm enough during the coming week to help to provide a favorable rate of evaporation to occur between storm systems. And so the areas that pick up on rain will have a chance to dry down between rain events. It doesn't just rain one day right after the other. We will see some breaks in the precipitation. The bottom line is it's still a very good environment for most of the U.S. Midwest crop areas. Over the weekend, of course, some very heavy rain fell in portions of the region from eastern Nebraska into southern Minnesota and western portions of Wisconsin. This does include some counties and portions of northwestern Iowa. The rain in this area ranged in from 1 to 3 inches, and some local totals getting up over 5 inches. There was some flooding in the region. A little bit of concern about crop conditions arose from this event. There were some areas in east and central sections of Iowa that are becoming progressively drier. They're being missed by some of these rain events here recently, and so that is being closely monitored in the marketplace today. But I don't believe that that will turn into any kind of a serious problem, because showers and thunderstorms are really quite probable for some of that region over this next week. The temperatures I've already mentioned will be in the 80s and lower 90s in the lower parts of the Midwest, with the high temperatures daily over this coming week and the upper parts of the region will probably reach mostly 70s and 80s, lower 80s at that. And the low temperatures at night will likely be in the 50s and 60s across the majority of the Midwest, but there will be some 70-degree readings that will occur in southern parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.